The Wash Up Podcast. Time to talk some Bellarine footy. Penultimate round of the season. Was round 15 that became round 17, and it's all confusing. But the main thing is, if you're not a Warrior and you follow the Warriors, your footy club is going to finish with a double chance, barring absolute catastrophe next week, and that won't happen. Model Warrior 16, 13, 109. Queenscliff 10, 4, 64. Warriors coach Chris Hickey being good enough to join us. Reg, firstly, congratulations. I know there's some very minor scope if things were to go horribly wrong next week that you would lose the double chance. So that would involve being absolutely flogged by Drysdale and one of Ocean Grove and Anglesey having some sort of 100-point win. But that won't happen, and the chances are now you'll start in a qualifying final. How satisfying is that?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, it was, and we impressed on that to our boys. Before the game, how important the game, you know, the game was and the result was. Sometimes you don't want to look too far forward, but you just, yeah, it was just a really, really important game for us. And we knew that if we won, that there was a strong likelihood we would finish second or third. So it's very, very pleasing from a whole entire club perspective. And I think our reserves at this stage look like they'll make it too. From a club perspective, we're really pleased and really proud of what we've been able to achieve so far.
Queenscliff always throw up a challenge, no matter where they sit on the ladder. And you're only 13 points up at half time, but your third quarter, you really put the foot down and played some really good footy.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. We hit 3-7 or something in the first quarter, so we're a little bit inaccurate. But to Queenscliff's credit, their pressure went right through the roof in the second quarter, and they played some really good direct footy, and that's what you had to do yesterday at Motowari, because it was a little bit we'll class it as a soft track. Might have been a bit probably heavy more than soft. So you had to play pretty direct footy, and they at times. Yeah, they got it forward, and you know, Delizio got on the end of a couple early, and they really attacked us in the second quarter. So we had some things that we needed to address a little bit at half time, and we did that. Got some really good clearance work, I thought, in the third quarter, and we didn't mess around with the ball like we did in the second. We were a lot more direct, and I think that was I was imperative, obviously, because that's the result on the scoreboard, and then it was just a matter of playing the game out, not to the expect. Not that that should sound anything disrespectful, but we had to hold sway of where we were. We knew the weather was coming in, and so I was happy with what we did, especially our defensive part of the game in the third quarter was a lot better. So yeah, we were pleased with a lot of aspects of our game in the third quarter.
Is it even more pleasing, Reg, that you've got yourself to 9-3 and a likely qualifying final despite the stop-start nature? And I talk about the fact that you had so many blokes come into the club this year or over the last 2 years that hadn't played until this year. And I look at Tom Hornsey's name, I look at Brett Blair, Darby Schilder, Matt Kasparian, and then obviously Jeremy Ollis came back to the club. Clark comes back to the club as well. Jacob Clark, your premiership captain from 2018. Has that pleased you? Adam Bishevsky as well. Has that pleased you that despite the fact you've had not a lot of continuity with the footy, you've still been able to mould together really well?
Yeah, that's probably the most pleasing. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. We keep referring back to that a lot. And not that we would ever use that as an excuse. We just find that that's a real good grounding for us to actually build on more. So, yeah, it's been really hard with the stop-start. I thought when we probably came back and we played Anglesey after that initial break, we were pretty, oh, I don't know, I just thought we were a little bit off. And then we just wanted to make sure that wasn't going to be the case this time. But it is difficult because, yeah, you want the continuity from round 1 to round 18 because you want these boys to play as much as they can together. But to their credit, they've bought into what we're trying to do and they're buying into the way we want to play. And from a club perspective and a cultural perspective, they've done everything right as well. So I think the way we've recruited and the people that we recruit is a reflection on where we are at the moment because they're all doing the right thing. And I think that's the most important thing. And they're trying. We know that there's going to be lapses because we haven't had a lot of continuity, but the effort and the intent that they keep producing is what we love the most.
Yep. Any injury concerns out of yesterday, Reg?
Oh, only Cal Farrell. He got a knock to the back. It was pretty significant. It was one of those ones where clutch straight away at the back, lower back, kidney area, and we were a bit concerned about that. So our trainers are now they've done the right thing again, erred on the side of caution and just got him in the hospital for scans and stuff. But he's okay. He's a lot better today. There doesn't seem to be any, damage or adverse injury there. So it was just a knock. So Callis he'll be fine. But apart from that, I think we got through. Oh, we've got a lot of sore boys, of course. The conditions were, it was pretty hotly contested, but we've got hopefully a couple that we might get back in the next 1 to 2 weeks, which will obviously only add to our depth and our ability to be able to select a really, really strong side.
Who do you hope to get back? Just a couple of names of guys that might have played in the... I see Jack Beardsall might have had a run in the twos yesterday. Boca Wemus didn't play. Angus Hill didn't play. Jackson Lockyer hasn't played at senior level for a little while. So are they among some of those guys that you hope to get back?
Yep, all of those. Don't want to put too much pressure on Matthew McKim, but Matty McKim's been training. I think he's... At this stage, I don't want to put any pressure on him, and I don't want to put any pressure on the club either, but I would hope that he may be available for a bit of a trot around in the reserves on Saturday, which is a remarkable comeback and turnaround from where he was round three with a compartment syndrome calf injury. So we're really pleased. Matty's, the boys are loving, they're loving seeing Matty back. It's great. And but yeah, Gus Hill, Bocker, Jacko Lockyer spent some time in Darwin, so he had a couple of weeks off, and then that sort of coincided with the break. So unfortunately, he missed, and one with injury before then. So he played in the two Saturday, basically to get some match fitness and touch back. So he'll be on the radar. And who was the other one? Jack Beardsall was in the mix. Yeah, he played really well in the twos, and we had a couple of other blokes. Played pretty well in the reserves again yesterday. So hopefully, we're reasonably healthy, I think, at the moment, which is a really good sign.
Yep. How do you treat Drysdale next week? It's going to be Luke Matthews' last game as coach. He's obviously revered at the club as a premiership player, and they'd love to send him out with a win. So you go in there on guard, don't you? Because you really don't want to flirt with your form going into Bowen Heads in a qualifying final.
No, that's exactly right. I think, we want to treat it as a... my sort of take on it is, we still want to treat it as a must-win game. It's not one of those ones where you want to take your foot off the pedal and relax and say we've got it, because, good form can turn around pretty quickly into, questionable form, and that's what you don't want. You want to keep driving the standard, and it's more for me, it'll be the intent and the effort that we put into the game rather than anything else. Obviously, you want to win the game, but as long as our intent and our effort is there and we're trying to do the right things, and we might tinker with a couple of things here and there, but we're certainly not treating it as a warm-up or anything like that. We'll be treating that as a must-win four-point game like we normally would. And I know that Drysdale will be, last game of the year, so they'll be throwing caution to the wind a little bit, I would have thought. I think they'll probably be pretty aggressive. And so they should. Luke Matthews has been really good for them. He's been a good player and a good coach. And, I don't know him that well. I've only spoken to him a couple of times. He seems like a really genuine sort of fella. And, loves his footy. He's done a really good job for the Drysdale Football Club, so I expect nothing short of, 100% effort from Drysdale this week.
Yep. 2022, Reg, have you had discussions with the club? What's the scenario as you go into finals for next year?
Not really. I think the outlook, I suppose, at this stage would be that nothing would change dramatically going into next year. I haven't spoken at length about it. We've had the odd conversation. I mean, I don't know how you would sort of channel that across to me trying to explain it to you. But yeah, it's just one of those things about. I think we probably even look at our list more so than anything else at the moment, and think about who we've got coming through the juniors, and you know, is there any other possible players that want to come to us or are interested in coming to us that we want to entertain. But as far as a coaching structure, we haven't really nutted it down. I said to Michael, I'd rather really concentrate on what's happening now rather than look too far forward to next year. But in saying that, the preface would be that nothing too much would change in respect to the coaching structure again next year at this stage.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Reg,
that's a preliminary view anyway, mate.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Reg, you're doing a wonderful job. Motto Warri into the finals again. It's been a good little run the club's had in recent years, and another chance to put themselves in a position to have a crack at the flag. You've done a good job in your first full season in charge of the club. Well done, and really appreciate your time as always on the Wash Up.
Thanks, Tom. Once again, you're doing a very good job for promoting local football. Love your work, and it's always a pleasure talking to you, mate.
Checks in the mail, Reg.
Thank you, mate. I love that.